In production, the plan is generally always going to be the same. Users are going to visit our web app, and if we get lots of users making lots of requests, we can just duplicate the virtual machine or container or serverless function. The more copies we have, the more requests we can handle. And if we have less users, we remove the copies, and we can even scale all the way down to zero, which most hosting services will do for you, and this is why you don't spend any money when you don't have any users. But all of this only works with server-side logic. We can't store any data on these instances. We need to move all data persistence somewhere else, which is why S3 buckets are so common for storing static files like images, and why it's a good idea to use a database service that can scale in production. In development, we write some server-side code that connects to a database all running on localhost, implement some features, try to write code that doesn't completely suck, then deploy it to the cloud in a virtual machine or a container or a Lambda function, it doesn't matter.